Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I was listening to Glenn Beck last week on my way home,
right.
And he had a what sounded like an extremely compelling story. You know how I feel about January 6th. You know what I said. I said it right from the get-go that this was an inside job, so yep. to speak. There was a lot of influence there from either the FBI or the CIA or both,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so far, I think that I've been right on. As we go through and peel back the layers of the onions, more and more, it looks like that's exactly what took place. Remember when they said there was only a few FBI agents?
Right.
Then all of a sudden,
yeah.
it was like 126
uh-huh.
when they finally started doing some digging.
Plus, we saw the video. I mean, it looked like a Capitol tour. Now, yeah, did we see some things going on outside that they shouldn't have been doing?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
But we saw the Capitol Police move the barriers. We saw the Capitol Police walking them through the halls.
Yes.
We saw them tell them, hey, just don't bother anything. It'll be
right,
fine.
Right.
I mean, it was like, come on in. Here's the free tour.
The truth was so far from the fake reality that we were being sold via the Democrats and the lefty mainstream media.
Now, were there, again, some people doing things wrong in the Capitol, outside the Capitol? Absolutely. But was it totally... I don't know, not influenced? I don't think so.
No, it was totally influenced. Now, one of the things that we haven't heard much about, remember, there were bombs placed, both by the Republicans and the Democrats, their headquarters, RNC, DNC. Now, thank God they didn't explode, but somebody did place pipe bombs there, and for the longest time,
mm-hmm.
we just didn't hear much about it. And they have some video.
Yeah.
And they really worked hard on this video. And this is what Glenn Beck deserves credit for this, because it was the people working for him and
mm-hmm.
the Blaze that put this together using their connections. So here's the deal. A forensic analysis of a female former U.S. Capitol Police officer's gait, the way they walk,
mm-hmm.
G-A-I-T,
yeah.
their gait, is a 94 to 98% match to the unique stride of the long sought after January 6th pipe bomb suspect. This is according to Blaze News investigation and confirmed by several intel sources.
Mm.
A source close to a congressional investigation of January 6th additionally told Blaze News evidence has emerged recently that pointed toward law enforcement possibly being involved in the planning of the pipe bombs.
What? Oh, that was fake shock there.
Yeah, a software algorithm that analyzes walking parameters, including flexion, you know, like knee bend,
mm-hmm.
hip extension, speed, step length, cadence, and variance, rated Shawnee Ray Kirkhoff, 31, of Alexandria, Virginia, as a 94% match
wow.
to the bomb suspect shown on video from January 5th. The veteran analyst who ran this analysis for Blaze News, said that based on visual observations the program can struggle with, he personally pegged the match at closer to 98%.
Okay, that's better than most odds.
Now, it gets better.
Ooh.
Because you're wondering, well, what happened to her?
Yeah.
Kirchhoff, who was a Capitol Police officer for 4.5 years, left the department in mid-2021 to work for the CIA.
I knew you were going there.
Yep.
Imagine. So you get a promotion for planting pipe bombs.
It kind of sounds like that, doesn't it?
That's the way D.C. works, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, CIA spokeswoman Liz Lyons stated that the subject worked in campus security. Mm-hmm. Kirchhoff's residence in Alexandria, Virginia, appeared to be under the watch of law enforcement officers on Friday night. Blaze News editor-in-chief Christopher Bedford was pulled over by local police after stopping to observe the home. He was then allowed to leave. The FBI, which failed to solve the case in nearly 5 years of investigation, but indicated that it was closing in after Blaze News brought its investigation to intelligence sources and was feet away from the Falls Church address of the pipe bomb suspect days after January 6th. Former FBI Special Agent Kyle Serafin realized Friday that he was doing surveillance next door to the woman now suspected of being the January 6th pipe bomber. The FBI put us one door away from the pipe bomber within days of January 6th, and we were deliberately pulled away for no logical investigative reason.
Hmm.
And everything about that tells me that they were involved in a cover-up and have been since day one.
Again, no surprise.
He said they were blanking in on it. Wow. Serafin proposed doing a knock and talk at the door of an Air Force civilian employee whose address was tied to a vehicle that picked up the bomb suspect in Falls Church, Virginia on January 5th. Okay, so the day before, and that's when the bombs were planted. Serafin's team spent 2 days watching the man, but Serafin's request to go face-to-face with the person of interest was denied. And the team was pulled off the case the same night.
Coincidence? Oh, you don't believe in coincidences,
no.
Do you?
No. Serafin said he has given the same details publicly since 2021. There's a personal reaction to it, which is a complete vindication that the things that I've been saying, my recollection of being briefed on this stuff, has been accurate for years, and I've never changed my tune. FBI tied a D.C. Metro Rail smart trip card allegedly used by the pipe bomb suspect to an Air Force civilian employee, but determined that while the man purchased the card, he did not use it. The suspect allegedly used the card to travel from D.C. to a stop in Falls Church after planting the pipe bombs. The Air Force civilian employee had purchased the smart trip card a year earlier. So, I mean, this to me is a huge story. I mean, this makes Watergate look like a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, is it 100% a done deal? No, but you heard the numbers, like 98% accuracy. Mm-hmm. Somebody who definitely worked for Capitol Police, somebody who definitely left and went to work for the CIA. I mean,
wow.
This smells as bad as I thought it would, honestly. And you think you could get, like, somebody to do your dirty work to plant those bombs, but wouldn't it be better if it was somebody in law enforcement that you knew could get the mission done?
Right, because you don't want somebody who you paid to do it. They end up, you see the scenario that we end up in jail. They're talking to people, they're talking to friends, they tell, and then it gets out. But if you keep it all inside, theoretically.
What are you willing to do to become part of the CIA? We might be hiring soon.
Oh. Wow.
Discovery of the devices between 12:40 and 1:05 p.m. respectively on January 6th drew already depleted police resources away from the Capitol just as a huge crowd breached the grounds at 12:53. A joint session of Congress convened at 1 p.m. to take up challenges to the certification of the Electoral College vote from the 2020 presidential election. Kirchhoff, the suspect, was a Capitol Police officer from 2018 until mid-2021. She was a member of the department's Civil Disturbance Unit and a training officer on the use of less lethal crowd control weapons that were extensively used on January 6th crowds. So, The Blaze has it. You can look it up for yourself, theblaze.com, and you can check that out. I'm wondering and waiting for other news outlets to pick up this ball and run with it.
Yeah.
I think it's a big deal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.